News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The BBC is coming under pressure to pull Sally Rooney Dramas after her pledge to fund Palestine Action. The campaign against anti-Semitism said that her latest actions were utterly indefensible. The Director of Investigations and Enforcement is Stephen Silverman. I spoke to him a little earlier and started by asking what he made of Sally Rooney's intervention.
Well, it's yet another example, I think, of moralistic virtue signalling intended to make people feel good about themselves without any connection to the real world whatsoever. You know, what she has effectively done is flaunted the Terrorism Act, which is a really serious matter. Only she knows why she's done that and if she thinks it's potentially worth them a criminal record for, or even a period in the behind bars, I don't know. But it's counterproductive. It won't change anything that she's interested in for the better. And all it will do, if this proceeds further, is land her with a criminal conviction.
You don't oppose her support of the Palestinian people, I'm presuming.
It is
the direct support for Palestine Action, which is a prescribed organisation. But there is a sense somewhat, Stephen, that the prescription of Palestine Action is a bit of a sledgehammer to crack a nut. What do you make of that argument?
Well, look, firstly, I agree it isn't the scenario that we would have in a perfect world. But let's not be under any illusion as to who Palestine Action are. They vandalised Jewish-owned businesses, some linked to Israel, some not. And then they wrought damage upon our defence infrastructure by breaking into Bryce Norton Air Base and vandalising RAF jets. And it's so disingenuous because you hear a lot of people saying, oh, but it's only a bit of red paint. Yes, red paint that was poured inside the engines, causing millions of pounds of damage. Now, you know, they were prescribed under the Terrorism Act. And the problem is that under UK law, we do not have effective means of stopping organisations such as these, whose sole purpose is to embark on an extended campaign of performative acts of criminal damage.
I don't want to get into Sally Rooney's motivation here, but I'm presuming, like many people, she is very upset at what she perceives, and many people who are listening right now will perceive as a genocide in Gaza. We've seen the images, we know the destruction that's there. The actions of Hamas aside, is she not standing up for the Palestinian people, do you think?
Well, look, what I must say is that the only information we are getting is information that is produced by Hamas and echoed in our media, and we've seen the result of that. We've seen what happened with the picture of the tiny girl who tragically died, ostensibly of starvation, which the BBC have now had to massively row back on.
Okay, Stephen, I don't want to fall out with you because the point you're making is well made, but we've seen also the images of the destruction, the level of destruction in Gaza. We know what has been happening with the
yes.
food distribution sites. We know that Israel still will not let
well,
in
we
to
know,
see
do
themselves.
Do we know what's happening at the food distribution sites?
Well, we don't. The media aren't allowed in, so it is very hard to make that up. So I'm careful not to conflate two issues here. There is a group of people who are very concerned about what is happening to the Palestinian people. There are those that perhaps want to do more, and that's where Palestine Action comes in. Surely you can understand why someone like Sally Rooney feels they have to take a stand.
Not a stand like this, no. By all means, advocate for Palestinian rights, but you do not get to choose which laws of the country you observe and which ones you don't. That way lies anarchy. You know, you can debate whether or not Palestine Action should have been prescribed, but they have been prescribed. And supporting them and offering them financial support is patently a criminal act. And for as long as that is the case, you either observe the law or you face the consequences.
What do you think
now,
the BBC
you can't
should
conflate
do?
A moral argument with a legal argument here.
What do you think the BBC should do? Because there are normal people. It's just started streaming on Netflix. I'm presuming it's available on the BBC iPlayer, a tremendously successful programme that it is. Do you think the BBC needs to act?
Yeah, I actually have some sympathy for once for the BBC, because for once they find themselves with a problem that isn't of their own making. I've seen reports already today that they are being urged to distance themselves very quickly from Sally Rooney, and that may well be the prudent thing to do. But ultimately, you know, what to do about this ridiculous situation that has arisen is a matter for them and their lawyers.
Stephen Silverman, Director of Investigations and Enforcement with the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. One of two stories, of course, that is in the news today, because the courts at Westminster will feature an Irish artist who has fallen foul of terrorism legislation as well, in the form of Makara from NECAP, who's alleged to have displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at a gig in London last year. He denies that particular charge, and we'll be crossing to London in the next hour.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.